Hey guys, welcome back to A Daily Dose of Psychology. Today we're going to be talking about our zodiac signs and whether we think they match up with our personality. There are 12 different zodiac signs to describe someone's personality based on which month they were born. According to Allure.com, an Aries is from March 21st to April 19th, a Taurus is from April 20th to May 20th, a Gemini is from May 21st to June 20th, a Cancer is from June 21st to July 22nd, a Leo is from July 23rd to August 22nd, a Virgo is from August 23rd to September 22nd, a Libra is from September 23rd to October 22nd, a Scorpio is from October 23rd to November 21st, a Sagittarius is from November 22nd to December 21st, a Capricorn is from December 22nd to January 19th, an Aquarius is from January 20th to February 18th, a Pisces is from February 19th to March 20th. I believe some aspects of zodiac signs, but I think others are a little extreme. Like, I believe that some of the certain traits could match other people that were born at the certain time, but when it comes down to like percentages of how nice certain zodiac signs are or how mean they are and things like that, I think that's a little bit extreme. I was born on September 19th and I'm a Virgo. The characteristics of Virgos, according to YouthNickMagazine.com, are strong, cheerful, loyal and passionate, observant, perfectionist, dominating, sensitive, intense, big foodies, analytical, self-indulgent. And I think that some of these really describe me. Like, I'm very sensitive, so I definitely think that describes me. And I'm a perfectionist, like, with what I do for school and how my home life is, like being very neat and organized. So I think in some ways I match up to it, but I think like things like observant, I'm not really observant. I'm more like, you have to really catch my attention to get me to look at something, and I'm not really intense. I'm very like easygoing.
My zodiac sign is the Capricorn. I was born on the 10th of January, and according to GainShakespeaks.com, Capricorn-born people are the most determined of the entire zodiac. The most prominent qualities of the goats, as we're called, are the ambitiousness, conservativeness, determinedness, practicalness, and helpfulness. They make good team leaders and organizers because of their single-minded focus on work, sense of responsibility, and sincerity. They are perceived by people around them to be workaholics, unemotional, and detached. Sometimes their negative qualities, suspicious, resentful, inhibited, pessimistic, and stubborn, are seen clearly, but deep inside, the goat is a humble heart. They are soft, and their hard outer shells are meant to guard themselves against the hurt caused by rejection.
I honestly think it's a lot like you. Like, it sounds just like you.
Yeah, I definitely think that hits spot on in a lot of different ways. To other people who don't know me, I do come off as very cold and just kind of like off to myself. But whenever I'm with people that I really love and care about, I'm very like loud, and I want them to do the best that they can in everything they do, and I want to help them in anything. And I'm very, very sensitive to what the people close to me think of me, but most of the time I don't really care what other people that don't know me say. It's just kind of a mixture between the two. But yeah, overall, this horse is extremely accurate.
I was born on August 16th, and my zodiac sign is a Leo. According to astrologyzodiacsigns.com, strengths of a Leo are creative, passionate, generous, warm-hearted, cheerful, and humorous. Weaknesses are arrogant, stubborn, self-centered, lazy, and inflexible. Leo likes theater, taking holidays, being admired, expensive things, bright colors, fun with friends, and Leos dislike being ignored, facing difficult reality, not being treated like a king or queen. I think mainly this goes with what the zodiac sign says, but I don't think that I am self-centered, and I don't know if I seem that way to other people.
You're not self-centered, but I think that the dislikes are a lot of things that you dislike as well. Like, they sounded a lot like you.
Yeah, when I'm talking to you or I'm trying to say something, I do not like being ignored, and if you get mad at me, I don't like being ignored either. And like, I guess I do like being treated like a king or queen, but then at the same time, I'm like, everybody I can be by myself. And like, everybody feels that way. And I don't really think I'm that creative, but I could be, I guess. So,
especially when it comes to projects and stuff, I think that you really do use your creativity.
And I am really generous and warm-hearted. Like, I'll go out of my way for you and do anything that I can to make you happy. So, based on this source, I think that that my zodiac sign is accurate.
I'm a Virgo and Brianna's a Leo. It says that our signs are compatible at the beginning, but in the end we become distant because we're very different. But I think that's true in the fact that we're very different, and sometimes we argue because we're very different, but it doesn't draw us apart. I think it might draw us closer. So I think that some of what it's saying is true.
When we looked up if Virgos and Capricorns are together, which is my sign and Brennan's sign, it says they are a lovely compatibility. They work wonderfully together as earth signs, and the astrology that they share is the same. So, yes, me and Brennan do have a lot in common, and we are very strong-headed, I guess, in a sense, and we kind of bounce off each other, but I'm going to go ahead and say this. We are both very strong-willed, and we have had a few times where we butt heads and we yell at each other, but we get over it and we move on to the next thing.
Yeah, I think that deep down our personalities and, our traits are a lot similar, but I think what we like is very different and, our style and stuff, so I think that that holds us together.
Yeah, our differences make us stronger. Okay, guys, that's all we have for today. Thanks for listening. We are Kev. As always, make sure you leave a comment and let us know how we did. I hope you guys have a great day, and we'll talk to you later.
Bye.